Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
College Football News' Pete Futek. Pete, how you doing this afternoon?
So how well is Buckeye Nation taking the complete slap to the face that they're now the number two team and not the number one team anymore after hanging 73 on Maryland?
I think we're fine.
Yeah, things all right?
I think we're fine. We're still in the playoff, and it doesn't really matter, Pete, if you're one or two, right? I mean, you can say it's disrespectful or whatever, but it doesn't matter.
In fact, it doesn't matter except for the fact that if you're LSU, be careful of what you wish for. I kind of think of all programs, that program should know better, that they lived through 2011. They did this before where they did the, hey, we beat Alabama at Alabama. Okay, well, that's over with. Nope. Alabama just seems to find a way. You can't kill this thing. It doesn't just go away. They're probably going to end up being the number four seed. And if you're LSU, you know how this plays out. It was cute and fun, and then you play them again, and you'll lose. That's how this thing works.
Yeah, but it really seems like the committee wants two SEC teams in there. And you know what, Pete? I'm here for that. It's the best conference. I don't really care to want to have Oregon in this discussion after they lost to Auburn. Like, if you had a Clemson, a Ohio State, and whatever two SEC teams figure it out between the two of them, whether it's LSU or Alabama, I'm good with that. That sounds like riveting football to me.
Because of talent-wise, you're not. You had 10% of the NFL draft on that field in Tuscaloosa on Saturday. If you add Ohio State and Clemson to the mix, you could probably say you have at least 20% of the NFL draft. If you want to throw Clemson in there, Georgia in there, there's 25%. That's a quarter of your NFL draft among those five teams. They're just better than everyone else. And just, I get it. I completely understand. I am 1,000% on board with the concept of if you don't win your division, you really shouldn't belong in a national championship discussion. However, that's not the way the sausage is being made in this college football playoff committee world. So if you want to go with how this thing works, yeah, you know what? I have no problem with that four best team. However, what we have yet to see in the college football playoff era are two things. One, the upset in a big conference championship game. It's been really, really chalky for the last 5 years. We haven't had like that Virginia Tech over Clemson type of upset, or a three-loss team shocking Ohio State or something like that. We have yet to see anything like that. And two, we have yet to see in the college football playoff era a 12-1 or better Power 5 conference champion not make it. Instead of like a team that doesn't win a championship. Last year, obviously the outlier with Ohio State because Notre Dame went undefeated. I know Ohio State finished sixth, but I kind of think had Notre Dame been 11-1, Ohio State probably gets in there. So we still don't know what the committee's going to think if, say, Utah goes 12-1 and they say, you know what, that's a Power 5 conference champion. But Oregon, let's say Oregon wins out, and the argument in that room in Grapevine is going to be, yeah, but Alabama, let's say to get there, it's going to have to beat Auburn. Alabama beat Auburn. Auburn beat Oregon. Kind of have to go with Alabama on that one.
Pete, real question. Could Ohio State score 100 this weekend against Rutgers?
Sure. Absolutely. And it's not, they could score 100 on just about anybody if they really, really wanted to and were ticked off. It's a machine. Rutgers doesn't score, and it's crazy to think that the line, I don't know, last time I checked it was 51. And that just doesn't seem
like enough. I mean, I know that Vegas doesn't give out money, but it seems like 51, it should be like 61.
It depends on how Ohio State feels. I mean, I always say if you're gonna get me off the bus and say you're giving me 51 points, yeah, I'm taking that. So yeah. I'm still gonna take Rutgers because Ohio State could be like, you know what, it's 49-0. Let's just go home. Just pack it all in. But yeah, of course they could.
How about the team total, Pete, for Rutgers is 3.5?
Yeah, they're just really, really, really bad. I mean, they beat Liberty, great, okay, but that's been about it. It's just not a team that can hang with for more than, you know, maybe a drive, if that, if Ohio State's really trying.
Hey, Pete, do you think that the NCAA committee, they took the scheduling into play here in deciding that Chase Young would only get a two-game suspension, right? Like, they, and if I'm Chase Young, I'm not necessarily that upset by this. I get to rest during a two-game stretch.
Oh, you're ecstatic.
Yeah, like I should send him a holiday card and say, thank you, NCAA. You get to rest up for two games.
Absolutely, and I said all along, if you're Chase Young, you know, yeah, you're – it's not a bad thing if you miss the next couple games. I mean, who cares? I mean, you're going to end up in the Big Ten championship probably anyway. They need you for Penn State. They need you for Michigan. And let's see what you can do from there. Obviously, it wasn't a problem against Maryland. But, yeah, the NCAA is kind of trying to flex a little muscle, saying, you know, all those other stuff we were saying about we're going to let players, you know, make money off their images and likenesses. Okay, we're just going to kind of take one of the top players in college football and just kind of tweak it a little bit here. I got to imagine that's part of this here.
Pete, is there some disrespect for the Gophers, the Golden Gophers from Minnesota? Big win over Penn State. How good are they?
We are going to quickly find out. This is the quintessential Iowa game where Iowa ends up having an okay season. They lose it to the big team, and they have one big giant signature win. And then they go to a New Year's Day game and beat some mid-level SEC team in a bowl game. It just kind of the narrative seems to play out, but they were pretty rock solid against Penn State. I mean, Tanner Morgan completing 18 of 20 passes. I think he was averaging something ridiculous, like 17 yards per attempt. They have a passing game. They have NFL receivers. They've got they don't have the most talented backfield in the Big Ten, but they probably have the deepest one. That defense is good enough. All right, give them credit. But on the flip side, maybe, just maybe, Penn State's just okay. You know, they got a lot of love for that Michigan win. They got a lot of overlove for that Iowa win, and they've been good, but maybe they're just not that great. We'll see it, though. All Minnesota has to do is win two of their next three, and they go into the Big Ten championship game with a chance to go to the college football playoff with a win.
He's Pete Futek, collegefootballnews.com, joining us here on 92.3 The Fan. Can you explain to me Georgia and Jake Fromm in particular? Because you lose the double overtime game to South Carolina, but you beat Notre Dame, you beat Florida. They got some impressive wins on their slate. I don't think they're the fourth best team in the country, but I know they're good, and if they win the SEC title, they'll probably be in, right?
They are absolutely 100% in if they win the SEC championship, if they go 12-1. If they win the SEC championship with two losses, probably not. The thing about them is they are that good. They're just really, really not sexy. They don't have receivers. They don't have the Mecole Hardmans and the Riley Ridleys of the past few years. They don't have those explosive targets. Fromm is just erratic because he doesn't have those weapons around him like he's had over the last few years. But you could make an argument that their lines are the best in college football. They just dominate. Their defense has been killing everyone, but very quietly. It's just not a – the NFL guys all know who they are, but it's just not a star-studded team. You don't have necessarily a Chase Young. You know, you don't have the Roquan Smith of a couple of years ago. There's not that national household name, but they are just a very, very good team that kind of wins games, you know, 24-3 or, you know, 27-7, something like that. They're just not splashy. They had one game. Jake Fromm has thrown interceptions in one game this year, and that was the South Carolina game. So I think they beat Auburn. I just think they do what Auburn does, although a whole lot better. And again, you're going to see some of the best line play in college football because Auburn's got the defensive front as well.
You know, missing these two games for Chase Young, you think it's going to affect how people look at him? I don't think he's going to win the Heisman, but you think he'll still have a chance to be a finalist?
Maybe. I mean, he can't. Yes, only because he's got the two big games everyone's going to watch. If he rocks against Penn State, rocks against Michigan, and destroys, you know, Minnesota or Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship, yeah, he's a finalist. I mean, at the moment, it's over. I mean, it's Joe Burrow's Heisman. But remember, last year at this time, it was Tua Tagovailoa's Heisman. If Burrow has a bad game or two down the stretch and they lose the SEC championship, or heaven forbid he gets hurt or something like that, like what happened to Tagovailoa last year, I still think, watch out. After this weekend, watch Jalen Hurts be back in the mix. If you look at his numbers, he's been better than Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield. He has carried a team that's kind of been sneaking by lately because their defense has all of a sudden become the Oklahoma defense again. But his numbers have been off the charts great. I think he gets back into this. But right now, it is absolutely the Joe Burrow coronation unless something really crazy happens.
Yeah, can we get Rick Neuheisel off my TV, though, saying that he's Tom Brady? Like Joe Burrow's not Tom Brady. There's no chance he's Tom Brady. Yeah, I got the timing
of it.
Tom Brady
wasn't Tom Brady.
Tom Brady wasn't Tom Brady. Exactly that. Yeah, I don't think Neuheisel meant college Tom Brady in the slightest bit. Yes. I think
Tom Brady was awesome. I was a huge fan of his when he was at Michigan. He was way underappreciated because of the whole Drew Henson thing that happened. Yeah. But obviously no one saw this coming.
I can't even explain it. And now the draft boards, because Tua's been injured now for back-to-back seasons, the draft boards, Joe Burrow's your top dog. It's amazing how quick it changes, Pete.
And if you're an NFL team, I'm starting to think, why not Chase Young? Because if you think about it, I mean, quarterback's the new running back. Everyone's got one. You know, Jeff Driskel was the best quarterback on the field in the Detroit loss to Chicago. You have, you know, Gardner Minshew has been okay. Ryan Tannehill is winning games now. You know, it's nice if you have a Patrick Mahomes. It's great if you have a Deshaun Watson. But you don't necessarily have to pay a ton to get these guys because everybody seemingly has a quarterback right now except for, you know, a few scant teams like Chicago here and maybe Cleveland. But you can find a quarterback just about anywhere, but you can't find guys who can just consistently dominate and take over games on the line. And I know, you know, the Khalil Macks and the Myles Garretts of the world aren't winning Super Bowls necessarily because of them, but if you have a pass rusher like Young and you have a whole slew of quarterbacks out there who you know can at least run your system, why overpaying number one or two pick for a Joe Burrow when you got a pretty sure thing in a guy like Young?
Great stuff, Pete. We appreciate you giving us a couple minutes. And, of course, encourage everyone to go to collegefootballnews.com. I've been going there for what feels like my whole entire life, which I'm sure will make you feel old, Pete. But you know what? You've been churning out great content forever.
And I am old, so it kind of works out nicely that way.
You're not that old, Pete. How old are you?
I am I'm a very svelte 49. We started this thing in 1998.
Wow. Yeah, which adds up. I've been reading you for my whole life. Yeah.
Pete. Keep it up.
and you entered the podcasting game, right, with my guy Nick Shapkowski. That's right.
We absolutely have. I'm carrying him now because he decided to have a kid right during LSU Alabama week.
He did. He was tweeting through and everything.
Think ahead, selfish jerk. But it's a whole lot of fun. So we got the CFN podcast going as well.
It's been fun. Thanks, Pete. Appreciate
Thanks,
you,
Pete,
man.
Later, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.